TV-wise, are we going to see more MasterChef The Professionals? Because that has been a really interesting dynamic to watch between you and Greg Wallace. Two people with totally different backgrounds, but you seem to get on quite well.
Well, you say totally different backgrounds. Mm. We both love our food.
Yes, very true.
And that's the thing that brings us together. Mm-hmm. Yes, we will be doing another one.
Excellent news.
Most definitely.
Does it excite you to do things like that? Because obviously everybody watches and people enjoy the kind of the amazing dishes as much as the complete and utter disasters and the meltdowns. Is it exciting to you to see there is still such a demand to be a professional cook and at a very high level?
Oh, yes. And that's what's so wonderful is that you can see the passion and the drive that these young chefs have. Mm. I go back to the 60s, 70s and even the 80s, and the brigades were predominantly French and Italian. And that's changed and radically changed. Now, for example, the majority of the Michelin-starred restaurants in Britain will have British chefs in the team. And the French and Italian and Spanish chefs are in the minority. So that's the revolution that my father and uncle started.
And it's so nice to see sort of more information and stuff about British produce as well, because my other half's family have a little cottage in Scotland up on the west coast opposite the Isle of Skye.
Wonderful.
And they've got a huge factory there in this tiny little place called Mallaig, and they take the prawns, which are, you know, as big as two of my fingers together is a prawn tail, and they export most of them to Spain. And
Yes. They're
delicious. And you just
think, why?
Why is this going on? It still seems like we've still got a long way to go in terms of being proud of our own homegrown produce.
I think so. But then that's market demands. And I'm afraid that the Spanish are prepared to pay a lot more than the British. And that's why a lot of the produce goes abroad. Although times are changing. I've noticed recently the price of such things as langoustine have started to go down because the Spanish have a few problems financially. So that might be good news for Britain, being able to get more of its wonderful produce. But I must say the other part of the Roux legacy that my father and uncle started is very much linked to British produce. I mean, if we go back to the early days, and that's not that long ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, it was nigh on impossible to get olive oil, beautiful small vegetables. Vegetables were judged by their size as opposed to their tasting quality.
Yes.
And all of that has changed. And farming methods as well. Now, I'm not saying it's down to father and uncle that farming methods have changed, but they certainly have helped and they've raised awareness of quality.
So dare I ask, between the four of you, Albert, Michelle Senior, Alan and you, is there massive competition as to who secretly considers themselves the best chef? I mean, is it age before beauty? Do you all defer to the oldest, or do you all secretly think you've got it in you?
I think we all do defer to my father, who's the eldest. Mm-hmm. But I have a sneaky feeling that my daughter's probably better than all of us.
Oh, really? That is very exciting. And as a lady, very exciting to hear too. I like it. Like the lady chef. Oh, Michelle, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. We're looking forward to seeing the Roux legacy. This starts this week on Good Food. And more MasterChef Professionals and much more besides. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. A pleasure.